Surprising God, your word continues to be a source of new ways of thinking about the ministry of Jesus and the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. May we be open this day to the new things your word calls us to hear, to see, and to do. Amen. Sometimes life is crummy, for lack of a better word. Children get sick, and we don't know what to do to make them feel better. Or worse, children wander off where demons dwell by falling prey to the temptations of alcohol or drug abuse. If they wander deep enough, they find themselves in dangerous, destructive lifestyles far from parents' reach. Efforts to fix what's wrong are often beyond what parents are capable of doing, no matter how much they wish they could fix things for the better. Other times, life is crummy when parents, grandparents, teachers, pastors, caregivers, deaconesses, doctors, real estate agents, city counselors, farmers, social workers, music directors, and others find that their various vocations have become a heavy burden. All they desire is a little peace and quiet and respite from the pressing demands that caring for other people and other things make on their lives. Sometimes the steps that are taken to find peace, quiet, and respite are undermined and detoured in spite of our best efforts. Life then continues to be crummy when such obstructions add to one's burdens. Occasionally, however, when our plans to seek that which we need are interrupted unexpectedly with yet another demand on our time, such an encounter may become transformative and actually override what we thought we needed with an even greater need met. I believe this was the case in today's gospel reading. We are told that Jesus set out and went away. Specifically, he went away to the region around the city of Tyre, a Gentile city north of his Jewish Galilean home. It appears he was trying to find a place to which to escape, where no one would know who he was, and perhaps he would find some space, peace, quiet, and respite from his popularity as a teacher and a healer. He was attempting to go off the grid of his day. Yet we are told he could not escape notice, even being a Jewish rabbi in Gentile lands. While many have been disturbed and perplexed by the scene which unfolds next in Mark's gospel, I believe it to be a true reflection of Jesus' nature as truly human. If we believe what we confess, that Jesus was truly human and truly divine, it means he did not always have a perfect or best response to what life presented him. I find it understandable, if not completely excusable, that Jesus was quite annoyed when his cover was blown, when his privacy is broached, and he is sought out by an unknown, non-Jewish, needy woman seeking healing for her dog. It just might have been a bit testy, abrupt, and even initially unsympathetic. Another interesting aspect about today's gospel passage is how boundaries are crossed. Jesus crosses geographical boundaries between Jewish and Gentile territories. The woman in the story crosses privacy and fixed gender cultural boundaries by even seeking Jesus out and daring to be in conversation with him. It is contended that the only women who would be so bold at that time and place were prostitutes. Thus, she risks her reputation in her courageous move to speak to Jesus and to make a request of him to heal her little daughter. When Jesus responds to her with a dismissive and truly derogatory statement, she crosses yet another boundary by daring to speak back to him, politely yet boldly contesting his premise. A case might be made that Jesus told the woman what he at that time believed to be true, that his ministry was first and primarily to his Jewish brothers and sisters. The woman, however, responds with an even greater truth that Jesus simply cannot deny. The woman speaks her truth to Jesus from her belief in who Jesus was and what Jesus had come to do. This woman's need calls even Jesus into a fuller understanding of God's grace. This Syrophoenician woman acts in faith. She engages Jesus with what she believes to be true about him, that through him, God's mercy will extend even to her. Despite the distinctions of race, gender, and religion that separate them, she believes Jesus is the one who has the power to heal all people. And that she, although not a Jew, is a member of the household of God. She dares to believe that even she is included in the realm of grace. All it takes is just a crumb of grace, a simple crumb. Similar to the woman who believed that if she just touched Jesus' cloak, she would be healed. This woman knew that when it comes to grace, a little goes a long way. So it is that her willingness to speak truth back to truth transforms Jesus' human understanding of what God had sent him to do and the greater truth to which God was leading him. In this way, the second healing story in today's passage is somewhat of a commentary on the first. When still in Gentile lands and presented with another request for healing, Jesus is no longer dismissive. Just as his own insight had been opened up by the truth and wisdom of the Syrophoenician woman, he acts and speaks to the deaf man with a speech impediment to be opened. When we are deaf to the greater truths around us and fail to speak to them adequately, we too need to be opened. We sometimes need to have our premises expanded by those whose life experiences are different than our own. Sometimes another's need calls out potential in us that we are still discovering. Sometimes partial truth needs expanding into greater truth. If we shut ourselves off from others, particularly those who are different from us, we close ourselves off from our full potential and the transformation God desires to work in our lives. Yet God often comes to us at unexpected times, in unexpected places, through unexpected people, to speak a greater truth to us. Such experiences transform our way of hearing, seeing, and being in the world. Such experiences open us up. Opened and transformed by the greater truth God continues to show us through the truth as experienced by others, then leads us to be open in ways that bring healing and wholeness to our lives and to our world. Thus it is that our sometimes crummy lives move from crumminess to a crossing of boundaries to powerful little crumbs of grace. Thanks be to God. Amen.